Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tavkuf Tzadi Aleph, mitzvah 591, the Isser of taking a mashkon from an almana, from a widow. This is one of the few mitzvos, a couple of mitzvahs throughout the Torah that apply specifically and uniquely to an almana, to a widow. One, is sometimes the almana is the active party, sometimes it's the passive. So here, the passive. What is allowed to take a mashkon from an almana? As we'll see, any type of mashkon, even though the Torah specifies beged. This relates to also, as we know, emor. We have two mitzvahs that relate to an almana, and that is a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana, and there are two mitzvahs that we discussed back in Emor. The Isser of marriage of a Kohen Gadol to an almana, and the Isser of Bia of Kohen Gadol with an almana. Right? The Rambam holds that that is the only one that applies outside the context of Kiddushin. Shelo yivol Kohen Gadol almana v'afilu below Kiddushin, the Rambam said, based on the pasuk of v'lo yichalel zaro ba'amav. So two separate Isurim in Parshas Emor that apply to an almana being with a Kohen Gadol. And we have today's mitzvah, the mitzvah of lo sachlo beged almana, and of course the mitzvah that we'll have b'ezras Hashem soon, and that is the mitzvah of yibum and chalitza, which obviously apply to an almana by definition. If a woman died and she didn't have any children, then she does yibum or chalitza with her brother-in-law. So a couple of mitzvahs throughout the Torah that have to do with almana. So today's mitzvah is four words here in Parshas Kiseitze, where we are up to Perachav Dalid Pasig Yud Zayin Lo Tachbol Beged Almana. Same verb that is used earlier in the Torah to mean take a mashkon. Onkelos translates it as velo tisav mashkena levush armala. Do not take clothing of an almana, of a widow, for a collateral, for a security. And that is the halacha, as we'll see. It's not only begadim, but it is anything that might be taken as a mashkon. Rashi adds three words, shelo bishas halva'a. This is only not at the time of the loan. This is what Rov Rishonim hold. At the time of a loan, what a widow wants to get a loan, so you can make whatever conditions that she wants to help get the loan. It could be that if you never allow to take a collateral at all from a woman, so then she's never going to get a loan. Nobody's going to want to lend her money. They're never going to get it back. There's no security to get it back. So the Rov Rishonim assume that this is, sir, the concept of chavala, as we've discussed by the previous mitzvahs related to mashkon. The concept of chavala is only shelo b'shas halva. When it's later on, at the time of collection, then it's an issue of taking a mashkon. But otherwise, it wouldn't be. So this is a shita of Rov Rishonim, who argues the Rambam. The Rambam argues on this, and he, as earlier, says that it applies even b'sha'as halva'a. Says the Rambam, almana, in Perek Gimel, in Hilchos Mava Velova, ben shi yanir, ben shi yashira, we'll get back to that, b'ezras Hashem, ein memashkenin osa, lo b'sha'as halva'a, velo b'shelo b'sha'as halva'a. You cannot take a mashkon from an almana at the time of the loan or not. Velo api bezdin, shenemar, velo sachvo beged almana. What if the almana comes and says, I want a loan, you're not going to give a loan, otherwise I want a loan? Then the Mefarshim, the Nosei Kelim, seem to say that the Rambam is not including that. It's only a case where it is not that is a condition originally, but it's at the time of the loan. The Rambam here jumps on the Rambam. B'shas halva, ein zo chovel. At the time of the loan, that's not called chavala. That's not an isur of lo sachbo. That's a part of the conditions of the loan. Either way, this is the Rambam against Rov Rishonim, including being against Rashi, and including being against the Sefer HaChinuch. This is the isur of lo sachbo beged almana. Okay, we continue now with the Sefer HaChinuch. Said the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenim nanu milamashkein ha'almanos. It's an isur to take a collateral, take security from a widow, Shenim amar, v'lo sachbo beged almana, v'lo shana mishnah, and here we go. Famous mishnah, the mishnah says at the end of Bamitzia, Kuftes Vav, almana, Bein shehi anira, bein shehi ashira, ein mamashkin or so. A widow, even if she's rich, you might say, oh, only a poor widow you can't take a mashkon from. A rich one is no problem. The Mishnah says, no, it doesn't matter, even a rich one. Right? This is really a machlokas. If you look to that Mishnah, Bamatia Kuftesvav, Almana, bein shehi anira, bein shehi ashira, ein mamashkin or so, shene emar, lo sachvo beged almana. Do not take a beged. Tana Rabbanan. And then the Gemara quotes a Braisa, quoted two places in Shas, quoted here, and quoted in Sanhedrin, because they both quote each other. Almana, bein shehi anir, bein shehi ashira, imashir osa, divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda holds, no mashkon is allowed at all. Rebbe Shimon Omer, ashira mamashkin osa, ania ein mamashkin osa. Rebbe Shimon says, you're allowed to take a mashkon from an ashira, just an aniyah. You're not allowed to take a mashkot from. Sha'ata chayav l'hachzer lo, v'ata masiya shem ra b'shcheno se'ah. Because by an aniyah, you're going to have to return it to her constantly. You're going to be going in and out of her house. So it's going to be, people are going to start talking. What's this guy going to the house for? Back and forth, with carrying her clothing. So it's going to be able to, it's going to cause people to have a difficulty being down the kaf schus, and therefore it is usser. But what do you see? Taking a step back, Yehuda says all amanis are out of the picture. Rabbi Shimon says no, you're allowed to take a mashkon from a ashira, from an ashira. Lameimra says the Gemara to Rabbi Yehuda lo darish time at the krah. For Rabbi Shimon darish time at the krah. What does this sound like? Rabbi Yehuda does not darish in time at the krah. Obviously, the reason for the mitzvah, if you would think about it, is why can't you take a mashkon? Because they're poor and they need it, and they're going to cry a lot. So, an ashira, the reason doesn't apply. So, do we shape the contours of the halacha and of the mitzvah based on the reason or not? That's the machlokas, darshin on time at the krah or not. And you see from this context that Rabbi Yehuda does not darshin the reason, and therefore he said it's asur across the board. Rabbi Shimon does darshin the reason. But the Gemara says there's one other context, another machlokas where it's just the opposite. But if chashamin and luhu, we learned an opposite machlokas in Sanhedrin. It's not in the Mishnah there. It says, Lo yar b'lo nashim. As we discussed back in Parsha Shoftim, a king is not allowed to have a lot of wives. Up till how many? Or what type of wives? So Rabbi Yehuda omer, mar bohu, ubil vashli, mesiris es libo. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he can have as many as he wants, as long as they don't turn his heart. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda is darshing time at the krah. What is the reason that a king can't have too many wives? Because they'll turn his heart away from Avodas Hashem. So Rabbi Yehuda says, but if they don't, so then no problem. So there, here you see Rabbi Yehuda is darshinan. For Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Afilu achas v'hu mi mesiras libo, hareza lo yisaena. Even one that is mesiras libo, you can't marry. So the Torah doesn't have to tell me that, oh, don't have a lot because they might turn your heart. Even one is too much for that. It must be, no, the Torah is telling you, you can't be marbe, period. Afilu ka'avigayil. Even if you have a wife like David at Avigayil who saved him from sin, who helped him so much, yet, even that's no good. So it's a stira, which to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, are we darshin in time of the krah or not? Machlokas, stira between the context of a king having too many wives and taking a beged almana, our mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no stira, la ola Rabbi Yehuda lo darsh time of the krah. Really, Rabbi Yehuda does not darshin time of the krah, and that's why our case, and that's what we hold. Whether an aniyah or an ashira, it doesn't matter. You're not allowed to take a mashkon from her. So he doesn't darshan. Aye, why over there does he have an explanation by kings? V'shayni hacha, the befarish krah, v'lo yar b'lo nashim, v'lo yasser. You know why he darshan's time at the krah? Over there by the lo yar b'lo nashim? Because the Torah itself says the reason. If the Torah itself says the reason, then you're not darshaning time at the krah, you're reading time at the krah. That's what the Torah says. My time alo yar b'lo nashim, mishum de lo yasser. How could you argue with that, says Rabbi Yehuda? And that's what we paskin. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to the case of Almana. And that other case is an exception to the rule. Rabbi Shimon has the opposite. Michti. Ba'alma darshin in time of the krah. Really, he does darshan time at the krah. So he comes along and says, so why does the Torah add on v'lo yasser? I always know I darshan that even if the Torah wouldn't have said it. Why does the Torah say it? It must be period emphasizing the halacha that you are never allowed to marry anyone that breaks the limit, even if they are like Avigal. This is a major machlokas, but Rabbi Yehuda, who we paskin like in our context, says that darshin and he generally does not darshin time into krah, but in a context where the Torah is explicit about the reason, then we would darshin time into krah. This reminds us of two ideas that relate, one on a daraisa level, one on a drabanan level. First, on the daraisa level, the Bach tells us at the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah, Taf Reish Chaf Hey, are you so gadol about certain mitzvos? The Bach is bothered there. We mentioned this in the past, that the Tur waxes poetic about the mitzvah of Sukkah. He says beautiful. He talks about the Anan HaKavod, and they were supposed to be in Nisan. We were supposed to be in the Sukkah, but we proved it in Tishrei. So it's Nika that we're doing the mitzvah, and we paskin like Anan HaKavod and not Sukkah's Mamish. Beautiful, wonderful. This is the Tur's Hakdama introduction to Hilchas Sukkah. The problem, says the Bach, is that this is not what the Tur normally does. The Tur is a halachic work. What is he doing telling us hashkafa by the mitzvah of Sukkah? So the Bach tells us that there are three mitzvos that are exceptions to the rule. And that we have to have the hashkafa as part of the halacha. And that is what the Bach calls the three lema'an mitzvos. There are three mitzvos where the Torah says, do the mitzvah lema'an so that something will be forefront in your mind. By those three mitzvos, the Bach explains, those are crucial to have the kavana. The yirali lomar bazeh, shesover, the kiva, the chsiv leman yedu, lo kiem ha-mitzvah kitikuna im lo yada kavanas mitzvah sasuka, kafi pashta. V'lachin bir lefi apshat, di ikar ha-kavana b'yeshiva sukkah, shizgar tiyaz Mitzrayim. The Torah tells us, by the mitzvah of sukkah, sit in the sukkah, leman yedu darosechem, kiva sukkah zoshafti, leman, so that, if the Torah says it, so then, you have to have this kavana. And there are two other mitzvahs he has. Laman tizkeru, by tzitzis, and laman tiyah Torah Hashem Aficha, by tefillin. By these three mitzvahs, says the Bach, the three lema'an mitzvahs, as he calls them, these you have to have special kavana. If you don't have kavana, you're not yotzei. The poskim, the later poskim, discuss whether we are machmer like the Bach, but for sure, l'chadchila, we have to have proper kavana. So you see, where the Torah is mefurish about something, that's an exception to the rule. Right, here's a little different. The case of Rabbi Yehuda is that the Torah is explicit in what the reason for an avera is. Generally. Mashiach, here we're talking about reasons for mitzvos. But either way, it's a similar idea. That is on a Daraisa level. On a Darabanan level, we also have a similar discussion. Rav Shechter likes to quote the Koheles Yaakov, the Mishkas Yaakov Sefer on Maseches Beitza, where he develops the idea on the first parak relating to the sugya of once Bezin makes a rule, Darvish Beminyan, Eino Yachol, Bezin Acher Lahatiro. A later Bezin can't just uproot an earlier Bezdin's Gzeira. That's the general rule. But the Rishonim already struggle. We find sometimes that the rule doesn't apply. We've discussed in the past Mayim Magluyim, and what about clapping on Shabbos, the Tosas and Beis Adaf Lamed, and the Ramah quotes in Nilcha Shabbos. But the Koheles Yaakov, and Rav Shechter adds on, catalogs and lists off a number of cases where Achronim, or even Rishonim, discuss this and seem to knock out the din because of the reason. Right, we know the halacha is, the Gemara talks about that a Kohen who has a mum on his hands is not allowed to duchen because it'll be distracting. People might see his hands and they might not focus on the bracha. The Beis Yosef writes, in Simen Kuf Chav Ches Sif Laman Aleph, but because, are we passing this way? Because nowadays everybody's hands are covered with a talus, it's mutter. Smutter, that's what the Beis Yosef says. The Mamakam Shenogim L'Shalshel Atalas Al Pneihem Afilu Yesh Kama Mumin Befanav Ubi Yadav Ve'eno Dash Be'iro, and nobody knows him. Yisas Kapov Tesu Lekel Amechash Lezach Adas. The question is, had the Beis Yosef just do this? If Chazal made a din, a gzeira, that you're not allowed to duchin, if you have movement on your hands or face, how can we say, oh, because the reason doesn't apply, this the din doesn't apply. Or the Bir Halacha in Hilchas Shabbos asks in Simon Shin Gimel, if Bizman Hazet, we generally don't have Rishus Harabim Daraisas, it's pretty hard. A few places have Rishus Harabim Daraisa. In most places, we don't have Rishus Harabim Daraisa, so why don't we blow shofar on Shabbos? What was the Zira Darabah? Shema Yavi Renu, Dalaram, was Rishus Harabim. You're worried about an Issa Daraisa, but in not all of our communities, except for a few, wouldn't it be a Daraisa anyway? So why don't we blow shofar? He doesn't answer the question. He's obviously not advocating to blow shofar Lamaisa. He's just wondering. But one second, why is he wondering? There's a Gzeira Drabanan, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the din has to apply. So these two and other cases leads the Koheles Yaakov to explain the idea that no, there are certain dinim Drabanan that even if once the reason doesn't apply, the whole din falls apart. And others not. How? Which ones? So explains the Koheles Yaakov, sometimes the Rabbanan built in the reason into the formulation of the Gzeira Drabanan. And sometimes they didn't. So when yes and when not. So maybe the suggestion is that when it comes to Gzeiras Drabanan, that knock out in Mitzvah Da'oraisa, Chazal had to build in the reason. Because of the counter pressure of the Mitzvah Da'oraisa, so you have to say once the reason doesn't apply, the Mitzvah Da'oraisa will go back into effect. When do they not formulate the din with the reason? If there's no counter pressure, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa that's being knocked out. So, shofar b'Shabbos, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Mitzvah d'oraisa to blow shofar even if it falls out on Shabbos. That's why the Bir Halacha is bothered. Why don't we go back? Or the Beis Yosef, Birchas Kohanim. The Mitzvah Daraisa, Birchas Kohanim. How did we knock that out? Just because of the chshash of people getting distracted. That's why he says the reason doesn't apply, and we would go back to the Din Daraisa. There are many other examples, but again, you see a parallel where the reason would be formulated and explicit, then you would go by the reason. Similar to Rabbi Yehuda here, that he says, where the reason is explicit, you would have to hold of it, even though generally I don't darshan time a dekra. This is also a suggestion that Rabbi Sachs gives in his Sefer Chazon LaYamim, in Siman Aleph on Hilchas on Maseches Pesachim, where he discusses the Ran on Daf Aleph in Maseches Pesachim, where he discusses Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei is a siyag d'oraisa for the Isra Achila. You can't even have chametz in your house because you might come to eat it. And ask the Achronim, how does the Ran know that? How does the Ran know they're connected? Maybe they're two separate Isura Daraisas. So explains Rav Shechter, explains Rav Sachs, Mefurei Eifo Lehedya. But according to, like Rav Yehuda says, where the Pasuk is Mefurish, so then that's how you're allowed to Darshin in time into Kress. Maybe that's how the Ran understands the Pasuk. Lo Yirah Lecha Chavis, Lo Yirah Lecha Sa'or, right, the Pasuk, because you can't have, the Torah links it to the other Isurim of Chametz. So therefore, that is why it could be that that Ran is based on Rabbi Yehuda as well. One final point, and that is Rabbi Yashiv in the Sefer on Bat Metziah there in the Haaretz. He quotes that it's fascinating that even according to the sheet of Lo Darshina Taima Dekra, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, Bein She'aniyah, Bein She'ashirah, in the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnah is there, explains because even an Ashira, you know, might be Masi Shein Ra. If you have this relationship, taking the collateral from her, maybe returning it at some point, that's also Masiyah Shein Ra, Shein Ra B'Shein Oseha. And so, Vayashiv, the Rambam here, the Pirush Mishnah, is explaining Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Lo Darshinam, what do you have to say anything for? So explains Rabbi Yashiv, no, because even if we hold Lo Darshinam time into Kra, that only means we're not going to shape the contours of the Halacha and limit the Halacha based on the Tam. But to appreciate the Halacha more, to expand the Halacha sometimes, so then for sure, we would be Darshin in time of Dekra. Right? That's what the Bali Musar say. Ta'amim, reasons, is related to the word tam, tastes. Mitzvahs become tastier to us when we think of the reasons. So Rav Yashiv says, even according to the reason of Lo Darshinan, we might expand the mitzvah based on the tam. For example, he quotes, the Mishnah, the Bichas Chedek also quotes it here. Does this only apply to an almana? What about a grusha? What about a grusha? So the Sma says here in Choshen Mishpat and Simin Sadi Zayin applies to a grusha too. The Shach argues, but the Sma says it does. She'ein la ozer v'somech lo mi'ishav lo mi'bayla. So the Sma is darshining time of Dekra within the mitzvah, which is the source for lo darshina time of Dekra. Unbelievable! Explains Rav Yashiv, because that's the point. Lo darshin in time into Krah just means that we don't limit the mitzvah based on the reason, but to expand the mitzvah, to appreciate the mitzvah based on the reason, that for sure is allowed. Okay, let's continue now, and we will continue in the mitzvah. Bishar Shia mitzvah. What is the shorish, the hashkafa behind this mitzvah? Explains the chinuch. Shechaz Hashem al bir Yosef, Hashem has rachmanis v'ratza l'zakoseinu, and he wants to be mezakos l'gnos b'nafshinu midas hachemla, to teach us compassion, of course, v'tzivanu sh'nerachim al almana, sh'levava shavur v'do'eg sh'lolam ashkena. No security, no collaterals from her. Meaning, according to Rov Rishonim, later on, when it's time for collection, she knows she owes the money. Bez is going to make her pay, but you can't take anything extra. Or in the language of Rabbeinu Bachai here, Lafisha dimasa mitsuya. Her tears are very common. Dimasa mitsuya. V'nafsha shveila. V'atara his hira aleha v'makama makomos. The Torah always tells us to be careful about the ger and the almana and about people who are very commonly and could be downtrodden. Right? On the bottom, Rav Shevel says here in the Rabbeinu Bachai, Tam zeb mitzvah zu shalafaninu lo matzasi. I didn't find this reason. Why? Because he goes to Gemara about Metziah. Metziah, Bein She'aniyah, even if she's now not downtrodden. But that's the point, as Rav Yashiv said before, that he could still darshan reasons against Hashkafas behind the mitzvahs, even if it is a situation where, within the Shita, that you are not darshin in time of the Krah. Midinei mitzvah, some of the halachis, Masharim Zacharon Lavracha, Shem HaMashkon Asa, Lo'api Atzvah, Lo'api Bezdin. You can't take a Mashkon, and you can't do it through Bezdin. Klom Rishum Sad, Ein Mitzaren, Osala Mashkona. V'yasa Pratea, Lukin Bamitzia. V'noeg Yisazeh, B'chomach, V'chol Zman. The mitzvah applies always, V'zacharim, U'benekevis, to men and women. V'yover Alzeh. V'chava begadea, okay leha, oshum, davar, mikol asher la. There it is explicitly. anything, not only begadim, but any type of mashkon, shelo bishas halva. That's the chinuch, and that's Rashi. Machzir and also bez imenu ela bal karcho. If you take a mashkon, bez is going to force you to give it back. Now let's take the mashkon. V'im toda lo achov. If she admits that she owes the money, bezim machrich rosa l'shalei, mashi chayeves. You gotta give back the mashkon, and then bezim will force her to pay. V'im tichbar, if she denies it all, then she's nishba v'niftar, as we know from Masechet Shavuos. What happens if v'im avad ha-mashkon o she-nisraf kodem she-achziranu? What happens if the mashkon, you took a mashkon illegally, and then it got lost or burned? So now, says the Rambam, you're chayev malchus, because up to this point it was a lava nidik la-say, give it back. Once you lose it, you're chayev malchus. And the chinuch doesn't understand that line, as some other rishonim either. You have to get malchus? What do you mean? You have to pay for it? Do you not have to pay for it if you lost it? But your own money. So, mimanav shach. Ubevadai, you kabel also a balchov, your own chavo. This balchov is going to get that money. How is he getting malchus and paying? So this that last point of the Rambam is difficult, discussed by the Achronim here. How does the Rambam say you get malchus? And what about paying? If you're going to get it back, do they cancel each other out? One other fascinating discussion that the Poskim have, again, somewhat tragic, but it relating to Almana in Siman Aleph, in Hilchas Ishus, and Eben Ezer, the Poskim and Hilchas Peravu, even before Hilchas Ishus, the discussion is given if a woman, Rachman al Sama, comes in Almana. Let's say she didn't have a child. Let's say she didn't have a child, but she yearns for more children. Is if there is a way to get the Zera of the husband, to procure it, is there any Isser of impregnating the wife after the husband died? So Dr. Abraham talks about this in the Nishmat Avraham. I'll read it from the English. And he says, an article was recently published, about 10, 15 years ago this was written, where it seemed like some were quoting Rav Neuwirth, Zatzal, who gave permission. And he says, I went to ask Rav Neuwirth myself, and it was clear, and he wrote the following. As I have told you, this is a most repulsive, despicable, and indecent act, apart from the possible halachic ramifications and problems it could give rise to later, and it must be completely rejected. Just to throw in one other halacha about an almana who wants to be misaberes after her husband died, right, that is not something that halacha allows or condones. Okay, we'll stop here. By the show, we'll continue next time, starting with the two mitzvos relating to shichacha. We'll stop here.